So, folks, today I just wanted to talk a little bit about the effort to resettle the 50,000 plus refugees that are coming in from Afghanistan and what's involved and who's getting involved with this process. It's actually kind of interesting when you get down to it. And of course, there are ways that we can, each of us can help in our own way. So the first thing that they're trying to do, no surprise here, is that they're making sure that they're getting all their vaccinations, just like the kids going back to school. You know, the mumps, rubella, in addition to, of course, COVID and all those things. But the refugees that are coming in, there's two different designations. There's one group that has the special immigrant visas, the SIV, I think is the abbreviation that they've given to them. And this will allow them a path to citizenship, to become Americans. It also unlocks things like food stamps and health care. Things that you need when you're coming over here and you have literally nothing but the clothes on your back. Now, the other refugees that are coming in are going to have what they call a parole designation. And that means that they can stay and work temporarily. There's no path to citizenship. There's no provision there for medical services to speak of. And, of course, there's no food stamp provision, any of that kind of stuff. So that's why the State Department launched what they're calling the Afghan Parolee Support Program, and it's going to help with the services that they need to get reestablished into the United States. Now, resettlement agencies are expected to get about $2,275 for each Afghan parolee, and that will give them about 90 days worth of support. That's it, 90 days worth of support. And one of the things that they're working on right now is advocates for the refugees are putting pressure on Congress as we speak for these parolee designations, not the special immigrant visa designations, but for the parolee designations. Advocates are appealing to Congress for a path to citizenship similar to the 1966 Cuban Adjustment Act, which allowed for Cuban immigrants to apply for green cards after a year in the United States. So they're looking at doing something similar to that. So once they're finished being processed at the military sites and they've got their vaccinations, refugees are then connected with resettlement agencies, and they are then tasked with finding them the homes and the jobs and food and all that kind of stuff. We're talking about organizations like Church World Service and World Relief. Things, people that run those organizations are key to this process. Also helping folks, you may not be surprised to hear, three former presidents, we've got Bush, Clinton, and Obama, are joining in to help and do what they can as honorary co-chairs to the welcome.us site. And I'd encourage you to actually go out there and check this out. People like Yo-Yo Ma have got a segment on there where he does a piece where he's trying to show that he's willing to help. And a lot of other American companies, obviously, are out there. It's a Herculean effort, and this is really a good start. I'd recommend that you go out and check that out, welcome.us. Now, the three former presidents have said collectively that their goal is to lift up everyone else involved and remind us that this is our opportunity in a time of too much division for a common purpose. So the one that's missing, obviously, is Donald Trump. Now, I can't imagine why he wouldn't want to get involved, because this is obviously something good, and we've got such a divisive America right now. It would be a good thing to see him get involved. And he might say, well, they never asked me. But you don't need to be asked to get involved, really. He was part of this problem. He wanted the United States out of Afghanistan by May 5th. So it's logical to expect that he would have a hand in trying to help these refugees resettle. Why doesn't he do it? Wouldn't that bring Americans together? Why does he always do things that are so divisive? I'll never quite understand the logic behind Donald Trump. Now, I'm going to throw up a graphic here. So yesterday, he's still in fundraising mode, and he's sending out invitations to anybody that will listen for you to get your Trump card. His son, Don Jr., was a part of this process where they were sending out all these emails trying to get people to sign up and get their Trump card. Now, if you desire to have a Trump card, which I can't imagine why anybody would, it's going to cost you a minimum of $45 to get that Trump card, folks. All going to the Save America PAC, which ends up in his own bank account, God knows where else. So it's a reasonable question to ask here. Why doesn't he get involved with something that would bring Americans together, folks? So I'd encourage you really to go out and check out welcome.us to see what you can do and what other U.S. companies and relief agencies are up to out there, folks. It's good stuff. Until next time.